You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. How y'all doing? All right, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, Obamacare has finally made it to the Supreme Court. So we need to talk about that and when we're going to get a ruling. I also want to talk about a gentleman. He appears to be a legal immigrant in Arizona who has already racked up about $120,000 in medical bills because he's in a coma. We're going to talk about this. Doesn't qualify for Medicaid. So the family is now given a choice, either go to Mexico for your medical care or take them off life support. So we need to talk about that. Also, it looks like we may finally have a decent vaccine for HIV. And then there's this lady who had a surgery by a doctor who wasn't a plastic surgeon. A lot of doctors now are doing plastic surgery but aren't plastic surgeons because of hard financial times. And now she has a uniboob. Yep. Uniboob. I mean, I have uniboobs all the time when I wear sports bras. I love my uniboobs. I think they're very comfortable. You know, my boobs kind of, face the correct, direction, which is always nice. She's not very happy. All right, so let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh. Oh, who we got over there? Is that Kyle or Charles? Oh, nobody's there. Oh no. Uh-oh. I think I'm all by myself. I gotta find where somebody is in the studio. Uh-oh. Okay, that's okay, guys. That's okay. You know what? For those of you, just stay on hold. They're going to help. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. How we doing over there, gentlemen?
This is Donovan here. I'm doing just great.
Oh, good, good. Okay. All right. We have our trucker guy online, right? Where's he calling from? Uh-oh. Okay, that's okay. Guys, it's okay. We got a little bit of engineering problems. We'll get back to you. Just keep calling back, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Sorry, guys. No, call in. I'll have to find out on break what's going on. Let's go straight to what's going on with the Supreme Court. Apparently, the Obama administration, as well as 26 states that are fighting the Affordable Health Care Act, have finally made the case to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court now is going to be deciding if it is unconstitutional for the mandate, of course. We all haven't, very, very familiar with what's been going on with Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Law and the mandate that if individuals do not purchase insurance, they will be fined. I think it is long overdue. We have been waiting for this to finally go to the Supreme Court. Both sides want an answer. It sounds like that we may not get an answer until, I believe, summer of 2012. But it'll be right, before the election. And it just we need to put this to rest because we are not moving forward with what we need to do with health care. And I've definitely talked about my criticisms with this. It's just we need to move on. If the Supreme Court says it is constitutional, yes, it's going to be a blow. But then let's move on and try to figure out how we're going to afford all this. I mean, we've been talking extensively about how we still don't have coverage for the millions of Americans that don't have health insurance. But here, the story of this gentleman in Arizona just kind of sheds light on the problem we're having and the kind of money we're talking about. This 23-year-old gentleman, Jesus Cornelio, a Mexican immigrant, he apparently came to the United States 10 years ago on a tourist visa with his family, and he's not eligible for Medicaid. Apparently, he did marry a U.S. citizen. He married a U.S. citizen April of 2010.
So he's in the process of applying for a green card. He was in the process of applying for a green card and receiving a Social Security card. However, there's a five-year waiting period for most legal residents to get on Medicaid, or I believe even Medicare, but I think that's for Medicaid. So what happened is before he was able to be eligible, he's playing soccer, apparently had some sort of a heart issue. I'm not sure what. They aren't saying what happened. Apparently, for privacy reasons, the hospital isn't telling us. And he went into some sort of cardiac arrest. He was without oxygen for 10 minutes, suffered severe brain damage, and is on life support. Now, already, apparently he's at Banner's Good Samaritan Medical Center. He's incurred about $120,000 in medical expenses. Now, hospital's like, all right, we got to do something. You either have to take him back to Mexico, or we... You aren't paying for this. Now, I mean, this is exactly the problem with our healthcare system. Nobody, especially any politician that wants to get elected, wants to tell somebody no. Nobody wants to tell anybody to go back to their country of origin. I've talked about this before. Stabilize and ship. You stabilize and ship. Now, people are saying, well, wait a second, they're not illegal. He's not illegal. He's a legal resident. And he paid, I mean, he married a U.S. citizen. So if he married a U.S. citizen, could be paying taxes, we need to kick into gear. But, I mean, can Medicaid even afford this? I mean, we don't even have Medicaid for our U.S. citizens. You know, and then somebody will say, well, isn't a person a person? Of course a person is a person. Whether they're, you know, I mean, when I was in the hospital and I worked, you know, graveyard and I worked hospital shifts, I didn't ask anybody for their eligibility status. I treated whoever came up to me. Whoever was rolled in front of me, we treated. That's what we did, whether they were legal, illegal, et cetera. But this is the problem that we have with our healthcare system. We don't say no. Now, we have one gentleman with $120,000 in expenses. Nobody's talking about how it's going to get paid for. And obviously, no payments have been made thus far. I mean, that's $120,000. That is more than backbreaking. I mean, that could bankrupt a family and their extended family, big time. And but these are the decisions we have to make. Remember Baby Joseph? We talked about Baby Joseph. Baby Joseph was a little baby from Canada, I believe, that was denied a tracheotomy tube in Canada because he said he had a condition where he wouldn't live. And so the family brought him down to the States, was able to put him on a ventilator. He died today. So I want to talk more about this when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group rig this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you. Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
And stimulating medical talk radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are also taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, streaming live on gcnlive.com. I'm now with Genesis Communications and Network, great group of guys, love them. I've been working with Donovan, Kyle, John, Charles, everybody's been awesome. And thank you guys for putting up with me. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, Doc, I've been hearing a lot about the Gardasil controversy. And it seems like a lot of doctors don't have any trouble backing something that's causing a lot of harm to a lot of people. And I guess don't want known corruption, but the cover-up's pretty good on that. I was wondering if you were going to have any shows on with Gardasil experts on it. Love to hear it. Have a good show.
Okay, well, here's the thing. All right, you know, we've talked about Gardasil a lot on the show. I'm sorry if you've missed some of our previous episodes. We actually talked about it a lot a couple weeks ago when Michelle Bachmann was, kind of in the crossfire with Governor Perry. And, you know, I don't know if I want to go so far as cover up, but I think what has come to the forefront is the vaccine isn't 100% foolproof. You know, like we all like to, we all hope, we all want to hope our vaccines are 100% foolproof. We do. We do. And we know there's been some deaths. I think the CDC website says there's been about 65 deaths already with the Gardasil vaccine. And there's been other sources that have said there's more. Like I said, I don't want to say there's a cover-up. But, I think that as a society, we definitely have been demanding more information about vaccines. Now, of course, I'm pro-vaccine. I always have been. But, you know, you ask, you know, get an expert on, the Gardasil vaccine. There isn't one. I don't know of anybody who's an expert of the Gardasil vaccine except the one who made it. And the one who made it is going to say it's fine. And of course, he's going to say it's fine because it's been given to millions of people already, and they've been fine. So, unfortunately, no expert yet that'll what I think what you're looking for is somebody who's been studying the adverse effects. But remember, we had that one doctor that had been studying the adverse effects and saying, it was linked to autism, like the MMR vaccine, et cetera. And then, he was, I guess his data and research was, disproven. So it's going to be very, very interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see, what happens with this and if, there's going to be more and more reports of issues with it. I mean, I can tell you not one of my patients has had an issue with the Gardasil vaccine. And of course, with the HPV virus and the rampant, cervical cancer in this country, doctors are going to, hedge on the side of caution and say, or err on the side of caution saying, get the vaccine. But I love the idea that there's more investigation, there's more people looking into it, because it's very scary when you hear these rare stories of people bringing their healthy daughter in and then them getting pretty sick. And so, but we need more education on it. Great. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So, we were talking about baby Joseph had died, the baby where, I guess the Canadian, Canadian Superior Court had to get involved because the family, this was a little boy, little sweet boy who apparently had multiple, medical issues. The Supreme Court had ruled, that the child should be removed from a ventilator due to cost, do not resuscitate, because this was a child who would not be able to, I guess, had hope of recovery. And apparently, they said that they do not perform tracheostomies on patients with no hope of recovery. But the parents wanted a ventilator and wanted to take him home. So they went to the States, they got the procedure done, went back home. And so the story came into light, in terms of Canada, socialized medicine, government getting involved, government saying, sorry, you're not allowed to have these, this procedure done. And it just kind of highlighted the fact that people would come to America to get medical care. Now, with our state of healthcare as it is now, there's more and more talk. Okay, well, we can't afford it. We're going to have to decide who gets the treatment. Like this gentleman in Arizona, already up to $120,000 in medical bills, and he doesn't qualify for Medicaid. Who spends the money? Who is going to take care of this gentleman? Who's going to take care of the baby or the infant with quote unquote no hope for recovery? Who's going to make the decision that there's no hope for recovery? Who's going to decide to pull the plug? Now, for those of us that don't want government involved and don't want government making the decisions, I hear ya. I hear ya. All right. But, who's going to make that decision? Doctors don't like to make the decision. I don't. I hated it when patients would ask, all right, should we pull the plug? How much longer does my mom have on the ventilator? And the reason why I hated making that decision is because I saw people given 3 months to live 10 years where the doctor was wrong. But then I've also had people where they were told they had 10 years to live and they died the next week. So I don't think we could call it. I still think, you know, God decides. And so I've never wanted to make that decision. And I practice medicine. I practice family medicine. I'm clinic-based, but I'm not in the hospital, so I don't have to make those decisions. I don't want to make those decisions. Yes, there's some standards. You have somebody in a vegetative state for months. You know, there's certain protocols that help doctors make the decision. You know, hopefully there's an advance directive. Hopefully the parent, the patient and the family have already talked about this before the issue, and I recommend that to all of you. Okay, you guys decide to have your do not resuscitate, or you decide to have your do full court press. Make sure you have that done. Make sure it's been notarized. Make or have an attorney do it, but make sure you have something and give it to as many family members and your doctor as possible, because other people will make decisions for you. I told you guys stories when I was, you know, in training. It was very interesting how a DNR, a do not resuscitate sign, would kind of psychologically play with some of the staff's minds with, oh, he's a DNR. I'm like, it doesn't matter if he's a DNR. Just because somebody is a do not resuscitate doesn't mean we do any less care. I mean, we still, you know, as far as I'm concerned, give them the same amount of care that we give anybody else. But I never want a DNR on my bedpost when I'm in the hospital, even if I don't want to be hooked up to a machine for months. So we met with our attorney, and we decided, you know, I want to be on a machine for X amount of days. You know, I want Lord of the Rings playing in the background. You know, some Viggo Mortensen posters. My husband's like, what? Viggo Mortensen posters, what? He didn't like it. But anyway, I got my advance directives. I have my living will. I have all that done, and I recommend you do too. So, okay, what do we do with healthcare costs? So what do we do with this one gentleman that, do we send it back to Mexico? Right? I mean, if technically he's not a U.S. citizen, even though he's a legal resident, does that mean he's still a Mexican citizen? And then if he's a Mexican citizen, should Mexico take care of his medical bills? Should Mexico take care of him? We talked about that one, I think it was an illegal female or male who got into a car accident, was in a coma, was in a Florida hospital for over a month, and the hospital wanted to send them back to Guatemala. And I believe they were going back and forth between Guatemala and America and the United States on how to ship them and who's going to pay for the shipping. You know, we shouldn't wait, you know, a month. You stabilize and ship, because, yes, this is the problem. We can't even afford to take care of our own citizens. But, again, we want to make sure we're not sending them to a place that's going to just pull the plug also. I mean, I don't know what healthcare is like in other countries. I don't know. Now, what decisions are we going to have to make, especially the politicians? You see, I don't have to make the decisions with this little baby Joseph that died. Horrible case, sad case. You know, as a doctor on the radio, I could say do full court press, save the baby, do whatever they want, give the parents an extra 5-6 months of time with the baby. I think it's a great idea. Yet the politicians, they're the ones going to have to come up with the heavy choices. They're the ones going to have to say, look, maybe we're going to have to decide whoever has, quote unquote, no hope of recovery, we limit our government resources. And boy, that's going to be a tough decision. But this is the decision politicians have to make, and they aren't. They're not making it. You see what happened with Obamacare? It sidestepped everything. You know, they're like, well, you know, we'll come up with panels for older people. I mean, they aren't. That we didn't like, because that's when Sarah Palin, you know, called them death panels, et cetera. And then, of course, us doctors were like, wait a second, who's on these panels? Who's going to be on the panels? Who? You know, we already have Berwick, who's a pediatrician running Medicare. Who's making these decisions on our quote-unquote seniors? Which, by the way, I don't think a 65-year-old is a senior. I talk about that all the time. I think 65-year-old is still middle-aged. So we're gonna have some very, very sensitive issues and possibly some problems coming around the bend if we're going to have government, or we're going to have government committees deciding who gets treatment and how long to extend treatment. That's going to be scary. All right, when we come back, more of your phone calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work?
Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Let's go to the phone lines now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, I'm an over-the-road trucker, and I heard your show last week. You were talking about a surgery that they do when they do the dough going down through your throat into your stomach.
And a barrier,
and they put some kind of a patch or a sleeve. If you could
touch on that the next couple of days where I can write down the information. I got a close family member I'd like to have. He's got diabetes, and it's affected his career as a truck driver, and I'd like to see something happen that way if possible.
Oh, absolutely.
I really appreciate it. Enjoy your show. You're a sassy lady. Oh, I love it. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Nebraska EMT.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, you're talking about the endo barrier. Endo barrier. E-N-D-O-B-A-R-R-I-E-R. Fascinating device. It's been out, actually, I think, in Europe for a couple years. What it basically is you don't even have to be opened up to get this inserted. They can insert it endoscopically where they go through your mouth while you're asleep. I think it only takes about 15 minutes. And it's kind of like a plastic sleeve that's inserted into your intestine. The first part of your intestine, the duodenum, is where most of your absorption occurs with your sugars. So what they found is when they were using this sleeve, it helped people bariatrically lose weight. And then they also found that people were not absorbing their dietary sugar. So then they found you could actually use this for diabetes. Now, it looks like testing has been done in the U.S. I don't know if it's done actively here or where it's done, but it's called the endo barrier. It sounds fascinating because, I mean, right now there's, you know, we have the gastric bypass, and we've talked about the bypass where they, you know, kind of reattach, you know, the intestine and, you know, close off part of the stomach pouch so it ends up being smaller. You have the gastric sleeve where the extra part of the stomach that isn't attached to the intestine, you actually take that part off, you staple it off, get rid of it so that it causes your stomach to be smaller so you get satiated more. Then you also have the lap band where you can put a ring around the stomach kind of to close, to, you know, make it more narrow to, again, give you the feeling of early satiety. And so, you know, fabulous stuff. But those things all involve surgery and, being open, some operative time, perioperative issues. But although, you know, fairly safe. I mean, most of my patients that have, you know, had any of those procedures have done very, very well. But the sleeve is fascinating. So it's called the endo barrier. Good luck with that. Love my truckers. Thank you for listening. And y'all catch me on XM Channel 166. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. All right. All right. Let's go. Again, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So interesting. A lady, unfortunately, 40-year-old Denora Rodriguez, had an existing boob job. This is kind of sad, right? She had a boob job. Apparently it was leaking. We don't know if it was saline or silicone. It doesn't say, but her doctor decided that she needed new implants. Now, I'm not sure what specialty her doctor was, but the doctor was not board certified in plastics. So he ends up doing the surgery, but apparently there was a mishap where if you don't, I guess, let me see. It's hard to explain how they do these plastic surgeries. You know, you kind of have an area and then you put the implant in, and if it's not done at a proper distance, you can have kind of it's not a real fusion, but the basically the breasts can kind of look like they're, I have this picture on Facebook, connected. So the woman has a horrible looking uniboob. It looks like her breasts are attached or fused together because of the surgery. And this brings just another example of doctors who are not certified to do plastic surgery doing plastics. Now, why are they doing it? Why would they be so stupid? Well, there's a lot of money. A lot of money to be made in plastic surgery, a lot. And I've seen that too. I have seen, doctors, you know, even in my city, they go, really? They're a gynecologist. They're performing, They're doing plastic surgery, you know, and I don't know if they're taking extra courses. I don't know what they're doing, but I wouldn't even think about, you know, going beyond my scope doing something like that. I mean, the lawsuits, the malpractice would be absolutely horrible. I couldn't even imagine. But doctors are doing that. So they're saying, you know, look, if you're going to get plastic surgery, make sure the doctor shows you their credentials. But you see, what's going to be very, very interesting is I think another point that we need to look at here is, you're having doctors do more and more procedures, Botox, liposuction, office type of procedures, because they're not making money doing their regular specialty and they don't want to leave medicine. right? Some doctors are saying, to heck with this, I'm out of here. Whether it's because of Obamacare or not, doctors have been leaving medicine for a lot of reasons. And a huge reason is insurance not paying claims, insurance underpaying, et cetera. But what some doctors are doing, if they don't want to leave, is they limit certain office visits, but do some in-house procedures to keep the income up. Now, I'm sure a lot of you have looked at the EOBs. We've talked about the explanation of benefits you get from your insurance company, which is very important. Keep those, because then you know what the doctor got paid. You know what you're supposed to pay. You know what your deductible is. They say if you get a bill from the doctor and you really weren't supposed to, you have your EOB as proof. Or if your EOB says, look, you owe the majority of this because you have a deductible, and you go, no, I don't. You know what's going on. You know why the doctor billed you. So very important. But you see what the doctors are getting paid. All right? Doctors are averaging $30, $40 a visit. Well, if they're malpractice, especially a gynecologist malpractice or a surgeon's malpractice, is $80,000 to $100,000 a year, and that doesn't include staff and rent and power bill and other insurances and supplies, yes, they're going to have to do something on the side, right? I know some people, I know one person writes soundtracks for movies. I know another doctor who actually owns a stereo system business. You know, I mean, there's a lot of doctors doing other things on the side. Who knew going into medical school and incurring $100,000 to $200,000 in debt would leave you 10 years into it needing to get a second job? Well, Dr. Dolly, is that why you do radio? No. I do radio because I like it, because it's fun. Yeah. You know, I hate to say this, but I made more money waiting tables. When I cocktailed, I had more money in the bank on most days than I do being a doctor or being a radio. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it crazy with the tips? It's just mind-blowing how, you know, certain jobs you end up having more cash on hand. But, you know, yeah, we're seeing a lot of doctors do other – we're seeing doctors sell supplements. Like I said, a lot of doctors do Botox. And, you know, like, you're like, really, you're doing Botox for your internal medicine? But they get trained, and some of them are very, very good at it. They get trained, but – you know, think about it, ladies. If, you know, you are desiring a perfect outcome, you know, with your plastic surgery, then you may want to go to do your research and go to an actual plastic surgeon doing it. But I think what's sad is how so many doctors are leaving regular medicine to do plastics. I think that's a little scary, because we really have a dearth of primary care doctors and people on the front lines. Very, very frustrating. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, how we doing? Nope, not there.
Hello, doctor. I'm calling you. I'm a longtime listener. My name's Chris. It's a beautiful night out in Las Vegas right now. But being as I'm in Las Vegas, my job requires me to work a lot of graveyard shifts. Up until last week, I'm now working a full-time job, bar backing as a graveyard employee at one of the casinos. And everyone keeps telling me the same thing. Oh, graveyard takes a toll on your body, takes a toll on your body. I'm a drinker and a smoker, and I like cheeseburgers and pizza and stuff like that. And I just wanted to see if you had any tips for me of how I could start adjusting to my graveyard shift that requires me to be up from midnight to 8.
Of course. All right. We're coming up on break. I'll talk about that right after break. Graveyard, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group rate this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. If you can't catch us live, please still call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Even if we're off air, because if we could play your questions on air, I could answer them. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, my website, drdahlia.com. We'll try to get to those this hour as well. And then, of course, please follow me on Twitter,
for your up-to-date medical update. So the previous caller worked a graveyard shift in Las Vegas. Very common. A lot of us have done it. Very, very common. What to do to prevent some of the health risks? And we've talked about health risks of graveyard shift. There's been studies saying we're at more risk for breast cancer, more risk for colon cancer, more risk for depression, heart disease, moodiness, etc. And it's pretty frustrating, really, really frustrating, because a lot of us, especially in this recession, we don't have a choice. You know, and you know, a lot of towns are, you know, turned into 24-hour towns, and you know, if that's where the jobs are, we need to jump on them. I mean, when I was working 36-hour shifts in training, it was very difficult. I don't even remember that whole year when I was doing back-to-back 36-hour shifts. I don't even remember that part of my life. That's how bad it is on the body. And a lot of your physiological processes and things that need to happen while you're sleeping and with your circadian rhythm and your melatonin going up and down, you know, those things you cannot get back. Now, can you take melatonin if you're going to be working the graveyard shift? I haven't seen any studies saying that it works. You know, again, we can't go to the pills. There's a lot more to our natural physiological process. So, of course, the most important thing is try to get the sleep you need. Now, we've talked about this. The average amount of sleep everyone needs to be getting is 8 to 9 hours. Most of us graveyard people haven't been able to do that. We only get about 6 hours sleep because either the light comes into the room or our body just naturally wakes up. Our body wants to be up during the day. That's how our bodies have been designed. But, you know, I would recommend try to get 8 to 9 hours of sleep. Try to eat right. But the most important thing to do is to try to get out of that shift. Now, a lot of us have had, have had stints in our life where we had to do the graveyard shift, and we've done fine. It's these long-term graveyard shift people. Those are the ones having more of the issues. You know, I mean, my doing 36-hour shifts for a couple years when I was younger, I don't think, knock on wood, did long-term, cause long-term issues. Well, wait a second. I did have a breast cancer scare, maybe. I don't know. I've got to look into that. I am moody. Woo, I'm moody. Maybe. I have to see. But it's the long-term, graveyard risk. And I've had patients, a lot of them, because I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I tell them, you got to change your shift. Sorry. You know, they're like, well, how can I? I go, look, you know, you're taking antidepressants. You're taking high blood pressure medicine. You know, we need to see what happens when your body, or we need to go back to when you were healthier, and you were healthier when you were doing the day shift or swing. So, you know, you got a new job as a bartender, and I love bartending. When I bartended, I loved it. So all the power to you. It's great. You know, make me a mean Tom Collins one day, and we'll have fun. But I the key to this is don't let this be your career shift, okay? Don't let that happen. And I've had some patients that do have medical issues where they actually need a doctor's note saying, look, move me to the day shifts. It just stinks because, you know, you do that and then, you know, some other sucker's going to, you know, be forced to do graveyard. But key thing is you got to get some sleep. You have to get some sleep, okay? And it's got to be 8-9 hours. All right, great questions, guys. Great calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More news today linking diabetes to colon cancer. I feel bad because diabetics are always behind the eight ball. Don't know what advice I have for diabetics. They aren't saying now screen earlier for colon cancer. They did that when they were talking about men versus women a few days ago in the news. Remember, they said men should start screening for colon cancer earlier at age 45. I don't know if that's going to be a national recommendation. Again, we need the insurance companies to jump on board. But maybe we need our diabetics to start being screened earlier, too. You know, they also said diabetics that really get their sugar in tight control, you know, and just try to get it right on the money, still can't thwart the dementia later. Now, that's kind of scary because if a diabetic is trying to get their sugar down to normal, gets it close to normal, just like a non-diabetic, you'd think, okay, well, then if they have circulating sugars that are normal, they technically shouldn't be considered then a diabetic, even though they're taking the medication, and then they shouldn't have the long-term health sequelae. But apparently the study came out saying, no, if you're a diabetic, even if your sugar's in control, you're still going to have memory problems. Now, is that because you might have had years of damage from the diabetes? Such that once you get yourself in control, maybe you're staving off further damage, but the damage is done? Or do diabetics have much more going on that we don't understand besides the sugar? So that's going to be interesting. Okay, so what's the moral of this? The moral is don't get diabetes. Try not to get diabetes. And there's ways to tell if you're turning diabetic. We've talked about this. When you get your blood panel, they'll run a blood sugar on you, a comprehensive panel, left sugar, liver, kidneys, salts, etc. You'll get that, and it'll have your sugar level on it. And when you get your cholesterol panel, it'll have cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, etc. If your sugar is creeping up, 105, 110, right, mildly high, and your triglycerides, the fats, are up, tell your doctor to run a hemoglobin A1C, your glycohemoglobin. If that is borderline, you're turning diabetic. But, doctor, my sugar's only 104. But your triglycerides are up. That's a sign that you could be turning diabetic. Any of you with high cholesterol or high triglycerides needs to have a diabetes check. So then you turn around and have your doctor do a 2-hour glucose tolerance test where you go in fasting, you drink a drink, you take your blood work before you drink the drink, then you drink the drink, you check your blood sugar an hour after that in the lab, and that takes a look at how you're metabolizing your sugar. And if that's, that could also give us clues if you're turning diabetic. People turning diabetic need to be treated immediately. You don't wait until they turn diabetic. Now, a lot of my patients, when they're pre-diabetic, I go, all right, you're going to start doing diet and exercise. I want a diet. I want exercise. I want you checking your blood sugar. I don't throw them on medicine yet. You know, I give them a warning. I tell them to get their act together. But then you don't see them for a year. And then they come back a year later and they're diabetic. I'm like, what happened last year? We were supposed to watch you. You said I wasn't diabetic. I don't have time to go to the doctor. You doctors, you know, all you want to do is rack up bills. I'm like, come on. Once you're diabetic, we don't know what other damage could be, you know, could be ensuing. So just don't mess around. Don't mess around. Really quickly, exciting news in the medical community with the most powerful HIV vaccine now being tested in Spain. Apparently, this vaccine has a high level of efficacy in mice and monkeys. Testing began in humans about a year ago, and it looks like humans have been doing very, very well. Maybe side effects have been headaches, pain in the injection area, but not bad. They said 95% of patients who received this vaccine developed the antibodies that were needed to protect against HIV. Now, there's a couple subtypes, HIV-B, HIV-C. HIV subtype B is the one that's most common in Europe and the United States, Central America, Caribbean. Now, HIV subtype C is one that's more common in Africa and Asia. This one is only for subtype B. But, you know, still, if they can effectively produce this vaccine, imagine, I mean, just it's absolutely phenomenal. So all the power to them. Hopefully it doesn't end up being too expensive. I mean, most of these are. Now, they say 85% of patients after a year maintain their antibodies. I don't know if that means you're going to have to get this vaccine every year. Who would get the vaccine? I'm assuming people that are in high-risk populations, people that are homosexual, people who are, you know, using drugs, people that are maybe in the healthcare field, getting needle sticks, people working with patients that have HIV. So it'll be interesting to see, but just fabulous, fabulous stuff. All right, now we are going to be coming up on the end. Oh, I don't want to come up to the end. We are still on for another. Still listen in. We're still going on for another hour. We are on GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. Keep the calls coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.